This is Inside Wealth, the ultimate disclosure on Talk 910 KNEW. Living a healthy and happy life is about awakening to matters of your wallet, balanced by concerns of your heart. Now, Stu Zimmerman.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Inside Wealth. We're talking about a joy for living. Yeah, it's great to be alive. The bills may not feel so good all the time, and I know we're coming up against a new round here. It's the end of April, and, you know, May mortgages are due real soon and everything, but still, isn't it just wonderful to be on this side of the sod? For all of its problems and all of its agita and anxiety and everything else, that is a real wealth that nobody, not even that tax man IRS guy who came knocking on the door on April 15th, not even anybody can take this from us. This joy for living. And let's take a look at being the best we could possibly be as human beings as we go to create financial wealth. We actually get to do that. And it feels really good. And you know what? It actually is productive. And with us today is Michael Dulworth, who can talk just to that point as the president and CEO of Executive Networks. And he specializes in helping organizations achieve significant improvements. And a lot of it is on the human resource side, and wrote a great book that just got recently released called The Connect Effect, Building Strong Personal, Professional, and Virtual Networks. And so we're going to talk with Michael very shortly in studio about the book and how we can extend our networks, which of course can extend our even our financial lot in life. So you got to stay tuned for the whole show here today, because we also have with us our valued Brain Trust member and absolute sweetheart, Marsha Weider. You know, she's been on Oprah. She's been known as America's Dream Coach and the founder and CEO of Dream University. So she's going to offer us some words of wisdom as well as it relates to making our dreams a living reality. But before we get to Michael and Marsha, the M&Ms, you get this week's, and I hope it's sweet, bowl of stew. Yeah, you know, I've been thinking about this week's bowl of stew as I'm kind of mixing up all the things that are going on out there in the world. And with us today, with Michael Dulworth and the whole notion of connect effect, we know that it comes down to what? Relationship. So I started thinking and looking at my relationships here and see where can I make an improvement in them and everything else. As I'm and our team is taking Enjoy Media, the parent company here of Inside Wealth, out into the world in a couple of different areas. And what I've noticed is that it truly is all about relationship. And really that relationship starts, I'll speak for myself, from my relationship to myself. So we can talk about connecting with others, but let's consider first about connecting to ourselves and connecting what's really important. Because what I am learning and understanding, and it's actually showing up marvelously. So I want to share with you, you know, welcome to Stu's world here, if you will. It's the bowl of stew, so I'm mixing you all in. Come on in, there's plenty of room, you know. It's a big tent, if that's another metaphor. That what I'm noticing is the more I pay attention to my own energy, to my own sense of openness and open-heartedness and care for my fellow human being, and truly having a dedication to being of service first. So where I look and how can I be of service to somebody else? In stark contrast to what's in it for me, I am learning that my energy feels really good and relaxed and playful and joyful. And you know what? People want what I'm on. Is it funny? It's, you know, doesn't that conjure images of when Harry met Sally with that famous scene where she, the lady across the table says, you know, I'll have what she's having, when basically Meg Ryan's character is faking an orgasm. People want what you're on. When you are joyful, when you are passionate, when you are connected to a sense of purpose to improve somebody else's life. It's remarkable. And I must say, I am absolutely grateful, honored, and even humbled by the people who were showing up. The caliber of people who were showing up who want to play with us in one form or another, either internally as an executive in our team, as a distribution partner who want to introduce us to their corporate clients, who in many cases are a who's who of corporate America, to the speakers who offer incredible wisdom, who want to be a part of our series. It's really remarkable. And there is so much less effort involved, where it's not about having to push anymore. And believe me, I used to be a stockbroker, okay? I used to push with the best of them. And I remember very specifically, one of my keys to success was, you know what? It's all based on the numbers. I'm going to push and push and push, and I'm going to crank out X number of cold calls a day, and X number of cold calls a day are going to lead to X number of prospects, and X number of prospects are going to lead to X number of clients. So there you go. And pound away and pound away. And I got to tell you, I walked away every day just, you know, I felt like I had a jackhammer in my hand for 10 hours, and I just felt absolutely fatigued, fatigued. Even knowing deep down, like, gee, what the heck can I possibly know and want to offer people in terms of their hard-earned dollar? And here I am calling people I don't even know, trying to convince them to have me and my company. And the company's been around a long time, so that was good news. At the time, it was called Kidder Peabody. Maybe you heard of the company. It was kind of an esteemed kind of, you know, blue blood type company. And of course, the old joke was it's called really Kidding Nobody. But in any event, I'm very grateful for the opportunity they gave me to be in my first start in the investment field. So I will say that. But I also noticed very clearly that there was this major us and them thing going on, at least to get started. And it just didn't feel good. It just absolutely sapped me of all my energy. And frankly, I willed my way through it. I willed my way through it. And what I'm understanding now is the will can be very strong. And maybe you have a strong will out there when it comes to certain things. And that's how you have learned to succeed in business, is by willing your way through, plowing through everything that looks like concrete, and just, you know, doing whatever it takes. And for some people, maybe that's 14-hour days. Or maybe it's putting on this coat of armor, so as you blast through all of this competition and all this resistance from people, you keep yourself somehow impervious to pain or impervious to struggle because you've got your coat of armor on and you have to be tough. And frankly, there are a lot of women who fall into that category who feel like if they need to succeed in a man's world, they got to be manly and do that aggressive man thing. And actually, in some cases, have actually been rewarded for it by moving up the corporate ladder. Well, I'm inviting you to consider in this week's bowl of stew to focus on your energy, to focus on your ultimate truth as a loving, caring being, which I'm going to make a very strong assumption that you are, because we all are. And that's one of the things we have in common. And I'll let you notice, do an experiment to spend more time focusing on that within yourself and sharing it with others in everything you're doing, especially in business, and notice your results. With us today in studio is Michael Dulworth, CEO of Executive Networks, Inc., and the author of a fantastic book called The Connect Effect, Building Strong Personal, Professional, and Virtual Networks. And I think we all know the old maxim is absolutely true. It's not just what you know. It's who you know. And my best guess is it goes beyond it into how well you know them.
Absolutely.
So with that, Michael, first of all, thank you so much. Bay Area Zone, right? You're local.
Yes, I am.
And thank you so much for joining us today on Inside Wealth.
You're welcome.
So before we get into the details of how we can build and establish a more meaningful network in our lives for fun and profit, how do you define success?
Well, I actually have a formula in the book called IQ plus EIQ plus NQ equals success. So IQ is your intelligence quotient. EIQ is your emotional intelligence quotient. And NQ is your networking quotient. And what I think is the combination of the three equals success. But what I talk about in the book is that the really your networking quotient is the aspect of that equation that you have the most control over, that you actually have total control over who you network with, how effective of a networker you are. And in a sense, the exact opposite from your IQ, where you have very little control. You're sort of born with it, right? I mean, your ability, your cognitive ability is your cognitive ability. I'm no Stephen Hawking, right? I mean, I may be a decently smart person, you know, but I'm not a brilliant astrophysicist kind of person. So I don't have control over my IQ, but I have a lot of control over my NQ. And the whole book is about how to leverage that control, how to build, maintain your network.
So we're here with Michael Dulworth to really figure out how to, you know, if you're out there with the IQ and maybe you're not the highest, what, the sharpest tool in the shed, is that the saying? You know, don't despair, because there is a lot that we do have control over. And my best guess is we actually have some input over the EIQ as well as the NQ. And correct me if I'm wrong, but we have to apply some of that EIQ, that emotional intelligence that we have, that will determine the quality.
Absolutely.
Of our NQ,
absolutely.
Of our network quotient.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think you basically have, you know, 50% of control over your EIQ, that, you know, some of it you're born with, some of it's your personality, but at the end of the day, you can control aspects of your behavior. You can control some aspects of how you interact with people. You can sense how you need to respond to people, how best to interact with people, like understanding your Myers-Briggs profile, I think, is very helpful in that regard.
So when you say Myers-Briggs profile, just to be clear for everybody, that's a personality diagnostic that gives you a sense of your strengths, your weaknesses from a personality standpoint, possibly from an analytical standpoint as well. And it's a tool for self-awareness. So you can't delude yourself into believing that you are Einstein when, in fact, with all due respect, you're who you are.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, they talk, one aspect of the Myers-Briggs is, are you an introvert or an extrovert? Well, they're not talking about whether that's good or bad. It's really just who you are. But even an introvert, where at the end of the day, I'm an introvert on the Myers-Briggs test, I actually can become an extrovert in certain settings. So I can make myself, or I've trained myself to be extroverted in certain settings where that really matters. So obviously in a speaking engagement or in a large room with people, I can sort of shift my behavior in such a way to make myself effective in that environment. But what I do know from taking the Myers-Briggs is that takes a lot of energy for me. It saps energy for me. I actually don't get energy from it, which is what an extrovert would do. They would, like a Marshall Goldsmith we were talking about earlier, he gets energy from interaction with people and with groups. You can just tell he feeds off of it. I'm actually the exact opposite. It drains me a great deal. But now that I understand that from my behavior, which is part of my EIQ, I can actually adjust on the fly and leverage it in ways that work for me.
You know, we're here with Michael Dulworth, who wrote a fascinating book called The Connect Effect, Building Strong Personal, Professional, and Virtual Networks. And the thing that's striking me here, and maybe you as well, is that, look, there's a lot beyond our control. You know, we're all dealt a hand here. We all have our talents, so to speak, and not everybody has the same one. So we could always look at ourselves and say, you know, I'm limited by them. Or frankly, we can play to our strengths. And to the extent we understand our weaknesses, we can actually find ways to compensate for them, which doesn't mean when they have to become strengths necessarily. Maybe we surround ourselves with people who have those strengths, so let them deal with it. Let Marshall be the extrovert out there kind of whirling and derling, and he can pass on to you all the people you need to know. Yeah. As a possibility.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I just, you know, one of the reasons that I wrote the book was I was very frustrated with some of the books that are on the marketplace right now around networking. And I find they're pretty hypey. You know, they talk about networking in a way that I don't think works for what I call most quote unquote normal people.
Well, certainly introverts. It may not work for introverts, right?
Well, exactly. And even extroverts. I mean, I think that, you know, that there's just a certain way of organizing your thinking around networking, you know, your intent, things that you do every day that can become a natural part of what you do every day that are important to realize. I also think, as I mentioned in the book, it's very important to map your network to begin with, because most people don't think they're a very good networker. But once you do map your network, you can actually find out that you have a better network than you thought.
So we're here with Michael Dulworth. We're going to get our roadmap out right now, and we're going in a new direction, people. Stay tuned right here on Inside Wealth. We'll have more Inside Wealth right here on Talk Radio 910 AM, KNEW, San Francisco.